The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
3 months ago, Shane Leahy, co-founder of One for Humanity, that's a digit four, CEO of Oxygen 8 Group and former Irish rugby union player, joined me on the show to talk about One for Humanity's plan to transport what's called a hospitainer, which is an operating theatre, in a shipping container to Gaza. After months of planning, the hospitainer has finally been delivered. One for Humanity also have units in Ukraine, but they also work with a charity in Odessa called Key to the Future, an organisation that supports children with special needs in Ukraine. And Shane joins me on the line now. Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, I'm delighted to talk to you that now you have a success on your hands in Gaza. But how complex was it getting that hospitainer to Gaza?
Oh, very, very complex. 10 months of blood, sweat and tears in terms of getting the logistics in place, dead ends, in terms of speaking to various different hospital groups. And I just have to say that Ross Kelly has just done a phenomenal job as the director of our Gaza response. He's just been incredible. And to see pictures of the hospital units being used this morning has just been incredibly emotional in terms of being able to see it in place, you know, after such an effort from Ross and the rest of the team.
Now, you sent us pictures of the container arriving. I mean, it is a shipping container. It's no more glamorous than that. It is a standard shipping container. But within, what exactly is contained therein?
It's a full operating theatre. It contains everything that you would need to do to undertake operations. So we're working with the International Medical Corps in Gaza, and they are operating it, and they will be able to do 8 to 10 major surgeries on a daily basis. And we got the first photographs out this morning of those surgeries being undertaken. So it's just great to see it. So that it's up and operating and that it's helping people on the ground in Gaza. It's just incredible to see.
Now, does it have to be co-located with a hospital, or can it work in isolation?
Yeah, they can be standalone. There is support tents that go alongside them. These are rigid facilities, so it's got support beds and it's got a scrub room off of it. But the International Medical Corps operates a field hospital, a large field hospital in Gaza. So in this particular instance, it's attached to a bigger hospital. So you've got the support network of beds and other facilities, etc.
Now, I was going to ask you, how safe is it? Of course, it's not safe, but we know that the Israelis have targeted hospitals in the past. Are you happy that it is in a secure location?
As happy as you can be, given where it's at. The International Medical Corps have a facility there and have been operating there for some time. So they've got staff on the ground. They've been operating very successfully. They were one of the major providers of health facilities in Gaza now, if not the largest. So it is as safe as it can be.
Now,
this is the first unit. We have five in total in train at the moment. So the first one is up and operating, but we will be following very shortly with additional units.
Who makes these units for you? Who manufactures these container operating theatres for you?
Yeah, this particular unit was manufactured in Holland by Hospitainer. So it was manufactured and shipped from Holland. It was the container itself was shipped via Israel, and all of the equipment inside it was shipped via El Arish in Egypt.
Okay, so then you had to combine everything, and getting it into Gaza from Israel or from Egypt, and, you know, combining the parts. How difficult was that?
It's incredibly complex. You have to get Israeli approval, COGAT approval, for it to get it shipped inside. So it takes some time in terms of all of the logistics and the approvals and getting it on the ground. So it's not a small undertaking. So it's taken, as I was saying, about 10 months of significant effort to get it on the ground and get it in place. But it's well worth it to see the photographs that have come out.
And as you say, you've got more containers destined for Gaza.
Yes, we've another four in train. Professor Chris Fitzpatrick and Professor Jerry Bury, who are two eminent Irish professors that are working with us. They've been working with medical institutions in Ireland to support us on it. So the initial container was financed largely by the Entrepreneur of the Year community. And I guess that was the proof of concept in terms of proving that we could get it in and getting it on the ground. But we have four more now at various different stages and getting them into into Gaza. We have 16 in total, actually, in Ukraine. And again, my apologies, the connection, I'm actually on the ground in Ukraine at the moment, so that's why the connection isn't particularly good. So my apologies on that.
Now, I remember you told us how 1-4 Humanity began, and it was on foot of you actually being in Ukraine when the war was breaking out.
Yeah, I happened to be in Kiev just before the war broke out. So it was my first time being there. And just I just felt I needed to do something. So I ended up volunteering for Goethe in the initial stages. And then through business and rugby connections, we were able to put infrastructure in place on the ground in Ukraine in terms of warehouses and distribution with CMARC, which is owned by the Irish company CRH. So we were able to put facilities on the ground in Ukraine quite quickly. And then with the help of international donors, including Heart to Heart International, we were able to scale that very quickly.
And the amount of money directly and indirectly that you've pumped into Ukraine is quite astonishing.
It is, because we were able to put the logistics in place, and because of the support of Heart to Heart and others, we've delivered about 80 million in medical aid, and that's ongoing. We have between 2 and 5 million every 6 weeks or so being delivered into our warehouse in Mukachevo and then distributed right across Ukraine. And on top of that 80 million, we have 16 hospital units. Again, they would be similar to the one that we just put in place in Gaza. They would be operating theatres, primary care facilities, maternity units, and even a lab unit.
And now, the scale of what's going on in Gaza, we know it's horrendous. What's going on in Ukraine, I suppose Ukraine being a more developed country and having a better infrastructure before the war, may not be as catastrophic. But it must be quite dispiriting that however much you do, there's so much more to be done.
Yeah, it is, but it's very rewarding to be able to get in and to be able to assist in relation to it. And I guess the big difference in Ukraine is that the Ukrainians are lucky enough, they're in a position that they can flee the war. Unfortunately, in Gaza, there's no such opportunities to get away from the conflict. So the people on the ground are stuck in a very small geographic area. And obviously there's a full scale, war going on there, so it's incredibly difficult in Gaza in comparison to Ukraine. In saying that, Ukrainians have had to endure 3 years of a hard slog in terms of the invasion. So they're both very, very difficult. But I guess in Gaza, you just don't get they don't have the opportunity to get away from it.
And we know that the reconstruction of Gaza is going to take probably decades, such as the scale of the destruction. I'm sure the Ukrainians have a massive amount of work to do as well, when and if peace comes in the coming year, which Donald Trump has promised within 24 hours of taking office on the January. Not holding my breath. Okay, we may have lost Shane there again, but Shane, fantastic work you're doing. 1-4 Humanity is the name of the organisation, doing fantastic work in Ukraine, and now today the launch of that operating theatre in a container actually in Gaza this morning. And Shane sent us the pictures, which we'll post and let you see what exactly is going on.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.